The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Last night I was watching Tucker Carlson's show, as I do practically every night, and hit one of his first guests, I think it was his first guest, was Vivek Ramaswamy. He's, of course, the Republican presidential candidate. He's an entrepreneur. He's an author. In 2022, he co-founded Strive Asset Management. He serves as their executive chairman. Latest book came out last year called Nation of Victims, Identity Politics, The Death of Merit, and The Path Back to Excellence. When people talk about being one of the smartest people in the room, that would be this guy. Welcome back, Vivek Ramaswamy, to the Mike Gallagher Show. First of all, thank you for your clarity on this. Is it difficult to show support for common sense and the rule of law when it comes to an indictment of the guy that you would like to beat, ostensibly, in 2024? Does that put you in a tough position?
I think it puts some politicians in a tough position. I'm not in this as a professional politician. I'm in this to speak truth.
Right.
And so it wasn't hard for me to say that, yes, I'm running to defeat Donald Trump in this election, but what happened to him was wrong. It is a national disaster. I woke up this morning. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. I literally felt like I woke up to a country that is not the country that I learned to pledge allegiance to as a kid. We are not a nation that allows the party in power to use police force to arrest its political opponents. Yet that's exactly what's happening here. This is the stuff of banana republics. And I don't care if you're on the left or the right or you're running against Trump or not. I'm running to lead a country that safeguards certain values. And if those values are going to be gutted, what really matters is protecting that more than some electoral outcome. And so is it more convenient for some of us if Trump is in this race or is compromised? Sure, but put that to one side. I think that this politicized prosecution needs to end. Alvin Bragg needs to put this case back on the shelf where it belongs. If this were anyone else other than Trump, it would have been charged as a misdemeanor at most. And I think that's wrong.
And of course, even under, as the legal experts have been saying, from Alan Dershowitz to Jonathan Turley and many others, as a misdemeanor, the statute of limitations has literally expired. So they're
absolutely,
it's insane. They're trying to twist this thing into a felony under apparently campaign finance reform violations. But I want to go back to something you said that's so powerful. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat, Republican, you're on the left, you're on the right. I know there's a lot of chest thumping going on and gloating by the Trump haters, but they don't seem to realize, Vivek, that there's Republican prosecutors, too. There are Republican legislators, too. You're opening up a Pandora's box here where we could see, as you put it, the criminalization of our political process. And I hate to say it, two sides can play that game, Vivek.
And that is the sad reality. And I want to be on record being very clear about this. Suppose it were 2019 and there was a Republican state-level prosecutor that was trying to stop Joe Biden on the campaign trail in the 2020 presidential election and the campaign leading up to it by arresting him for a technical campaign finance irregularity. I would have been equally opposed to that happening back then, because this is not about Democrats and Republicans. It is about a system of constitutional self-governance where the people of this country get to decide who actually runs the government, not some prosecutor gone rogue over getting political attention. The justice system ought to actually be apolitical, regardless of whether you're Donald Trump or Joe Biden or anybody else. And so this goes beyond partisanship, and that's why I think it goes beyond politics. I'll tell you that a lot of the people who are gloating about this quietly are even in the Republican Party, in the field, particularly presidential candidates who might have a more convenient path. That may be good news for them, but I think we need to rise above politics. In fact, I think the single greatest thing Joe Biden could do is get on TV and call on this Manhattan DA to drop this politicized persecution through prosecution. He's wanted to run on uniting the country. In his 4 years in office, there is not a single more uniting thing he could do than that single act, and I would applaud him if he did it. I don't expect it to happen. But this is about the country. It's not about partisan politics. It's not about winning this election. And I think we have to stand on principle.
Joe Biden was actually asked about this moments ago. Have you heard his response yet?
I have not, actually.
All right. Sit down if you're not sitting down, because he just gives what I think is a fairly shocking two-word answer to reporters asking him about the indictment of his predecessor, Vivek. I swear to you, his answer was no comment. No, no comment from the sitting president of the United States regarding his predecessor's indictment. No comment.
I mean, this culture of fear is, I think, you know, it's sad when the leader of the free world himself cannot say a word about one way or another about his main political opponent in this country actually being indicted in the middle of a presidential campaign by a member of his own political party. This is shameful, but I think it also highlights the need for real national leadership. I worry that we're marching on a way to a national divorce. I'm running in this race to deliver a national revival. And I will tell you that many Democrats, many independents, they're hungry for a national revival too. But if this goes on for much longer, we lose our shared national identity, a sense of the shared principles that bind us together as one people. We won't have one nation left at the end of it. I am in this race to deliver a shared vision for this country, the answer to what it means to be American. And I'll tell you what it doesn't mean to be American is when you have a party in power that uses police force against its political opponents. And whether that's politically convenient for me or not, I think it's incumbent on the other people in this race to steadfastly call for dropping this prosecution. Because if somebody wants to defeat Donald Trump and disagree with him, that's fine. That's their right. Do it through the front door by persuading the voters of this country, not by using police force to do it instead. I stand on that on firm principle. That is what it means to be American.
Well, that's what you're doing, and I admire you tremendously, and I'm grateful. I know how busy you are, so I know our audience appreciates you very much for taking time out of your schedule to join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight, Vivek.
Thank you, Mike, and it's Vivek2024.com. You can see my speech on this and other topics, too.
You got it.
We appreciate that.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
Of course. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Every time I talk to him, I'm more and more impressed by the way he thinks. Obviously he's got a real uphill battle to try to defeat President Trump for the 2024 nomination. We need this guy on a national platform. We need Vivek Ramaswamy to serve in a national capacity. And I don't know, again, what that looks like. I don't know how that all plays out. He's not the only one, incidentally. Prominent Republicans who are calling out this ridiculous indictment. Governor Ron DeSantis blasted Trump's indictment, and he promised that Florida will not assist in the extradition, even though it appears that Trump will voluntarily travel to New York next week to turn himself in. DeSantis said the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. Good for him, and good for Vivek.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.